Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Hope that you have love. And we do know that this is a really sad day for a lot of people. And somebody that it's been sad for, just like it was for me from time to time, Dr. Sherry Keffer. I think you're having good Valentine's Days nowadays, aren't you, Sherry?
Well, I am. But I got to tell you this. If you don't have someone special to love today, you can actually decide to love your brain, and I'll leave it there, and you can invite, you know, tell them who's on with us today.
Yep, Dr. Daniel Amen is on with us today. We're really thrilled to have you, Dr. Amen. Thank you for being here. He is a double board-certified psychiatrist professor, 10-time New York Times best-selling author, and he knows that brain. He spent his life on the brain, and so grateful to have been helped by him and to introduce him to so many others. And your new book, we've talked about it before, it's a great Valentine's gift to somebody who's struggling with their brain. Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. And one of the things that you talk about, and I just, is the X factor. And when you talk about the X factor, you're really saying, you know, everybody's different, but there are sometimes some surprising things happen. Is that right?
Well, the X factor that I talk about in the book is, well, what are the unexpected things we learn from our brain imaging work? Mm-hmm. So since 1991, we've scanned 150,000 brains.
Wow.
And like an unexpected thing is mild traumatic brain injury ruins people's lives and nobody knows about it. Mm. That playing football in high school really is probably a bad thing for your brain, or that car accident, even when you don't lose consciousness, because mm-hmm. consciousness is a brainstem phenomenon, so it happens deep in the brain, that still, even if you don't lose consciousness, it can just devastate your life. And on our show here, you know, we've talked to a number of people who've had concussions, and it just changed their life in a negative way. That having living in a mold-filled house, that if your home had water damage, that actually may have a serious negative impact on brain function. Who knew? Or that if you have low thyroid, you are at higher risk for depression, even low testosterone, which I see all these teenage boys with low testosterone because of the toxins in the stuff they put on their body. So the phthalates and parabens that are in your shampoo or in the lotions you put on your babies, that they can actually hurt the brain. So who would have known that, right? I didn't get any training about that in my psychiatric residency. And so the X factor is a very important part of feeling better fast.
Well, you have learned so much over the years, and we're grateful to have you on here. And let's just get started here. Let's talk with Jenny from Denver, Colorado. Hi, Jenny. You're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Steve Arterburn. Hi.
Hi. I love you all. You've been so helpful through the years. And, Steve, your sense of humor is my therapy.
Well, thank you. Sick therapy. But, yes, thank you for that. Appreciate it. How can we help you?
I had a question. Does the brain change or get damaged after having a 5-year abusive relationship with a narcissist?
Absolutely, it does. The chronic stress is clearly bad for your brain.
What would it do? What is that chronic stress?
EMDR, and I also wondered about near infrared therapy.
So EMDR can help with the emotional trauma. It actually helps settle down the overactive circuits that happen from past trauma. But high levels of stress actually shrink or kill cells in the hippocampus, that major memory structure in the brain. So it's very important to have a stress management technique. And
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're on with Jenny, and she was asking about brain damage with the narcissist. What does all this stress and pressure in the bad relationship do to the brain? How does it hurt it?
So it actually resets it to a more anxious level. Mm-hmm. I published a big study looking at the difference between emotional trauma and physical trauma. And what we found in emotional trauma is it activated your circuits. So you're just you're more likely to feel off, anxious, nervous, sad, can't sleep. It's like your emotional brain's just working too hard. And then the chronic exposure to cortisol or the stress hormone begins to actually shrink your hippocampus, which is such an important part of the brain. Hippocampus is Greek for seahorse. So you have these two seahorse-shaped structures in your brain that actually produce new stem cells every day. So it's like your brain produces 700 new baby seahorses every day. Mm-hmm. But if it's being bathed in stress, it's killing or shrinking those seahorses, putting you at greater risk for cognitive impairment, being overweight, and not being able to think.
Yeah.
So getting those people out of your life is really important. This is why, I don't know if I can say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. Don't sleep with anybody until you really get to know them, because once you start sleeping with people, they actually begin to live in your head. Mm-hmm. I mean, physically, and you get bonded, and if it's not the right person to be bonded with, getting away from them is just really hard.
And when you start having sex with them before marriage, you get enmeshed with them. When you move in, you get all these different, you buy the car together and all this stuff, and then you don't choose to marry that person. You just kind of slide into the marriage, and the brain is not able to tell you this person is an axe murderer or whatever it needs to tell you. So just wait. That's the main thing. Just wait. All right, I'm going to send her the book.
Can I share one quick thought?
Yes.
So what you just said is that what happens emotionally impacts the brain, right? It impacts us physically.
You bet.
When I think about EMDR and what happens when you're with a narcissist, beliefs like I'm not enough, mm-hmm. I'm not in control, you feel helpless a lot of the time, those get wired in at those events that come up with when the narcissist is shaming you, right? When you're being put down. And so you can leave that relationship with some bad juju in your backpack and brain, mm-hmm. and your mind. And so changing your mind about the truth, which is, okay, you're okay. You're okay as you are. Right? Because mm-hmm. you were okay before you met that person. And so getting you back into that state of truth helps keep you out of anxiety going forward. Because if you still feel bad, I'm not enough, and then you go into the next relationship because you've not done that trauma work, you might go in and meet a really great guy, but feel like, I can't really.
You know, the lever thought for depression and anxiety is, I am not enough.
Yeah.
So many of us carry that. Teenagers are loaded with it. Social media perpetuates it.
You're right.
And then if you're in a bad relationship, it solidifies
it. It seals the deal.
It solidifies it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to, I'll send her the book. It is a great book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. And so much really, really great information and a very practical, easy way to apply it all. Celine, Boston, Massachusetts, W-E-Z-E. How are you?
Yes, good, thank you. Hello to Dr. Raymond and to your specialist there. From listening to Dr. Raymond, I just kind of have put some of it together to kind of itemize what might be going on. We have a 35-year-old son living at home. I'd say he has cognitive impairment, overweight. And I can just run through a list of how his life went, just to give you an idea. But school was not good, social not good, athletics no success, life goals up and down, employment various, but burnout, driving reckless, dating uncomfortable with girls his age, and he has poor responsibility for himself, not close to his siblings, bullies, steals, addictions, marijuana for years. This is a real problem that I am worried about now. He's addicted to food, TV, girls on his phone, and really no sleep for years, triggered by a recent relationship. So where he's at right now is no energy. He gets up, he eats, and he goes back to bed. And my husband took him to a psychiatrist a few weeks ago, and they put him on Abilify and another psychiatric drug for schizo and manic, and he's off both of them because of side effects. And to be honest, he was only on them for a few days. But
okay,
I'm a nurse,
so
and I was watching, you know, side effects.
That's a lot of information there.
And
so, Dr. Raymond, what do you
think?
Where
we're at, this guy is just living at home. And
yeah, it sounds like a lot of the patients that come see us that, you know, I mean, the first thing I thought about is, did he have a head injury? What's his thyroid like? The last thing I would be doing is put him on an antipsychotic medication, unless he was floridly psychotic, because those medications actually will make him gain more weight, which is not what he needs to do. So it starts by looking at his brain, looking at his important numbers, putting his body and his brain in a healing environment. He's crying out that something's the matter with the organ that's running his life. And I would want to fix that first, right? So I often think of hardware and software, you know, your brain and your mind. It's sort of like hardware and software. If the hardware's not right, no amount of software programming is going to fix it.
Right.
And so it starts by knowing his important health numbers, knowing what his brain looks like. And for those people who can't come and get a scan, because, you know, a long time ago I realized not everybody's coming to one of my clinics to get a scan. We have something online called a brain health assessment, where it'll tell you, well, this is my brain type and these are the supplements that might help me. But it starts with falling in love with your brain, assessing it, and then doing the right things for it. And so many of the things he's doing are the wrong things that are only going to perpetuate his depression, his dependency, his social skills problem. So Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. I would work with the assessment parts. Know your important health numbers, and it can begin to radically change his life. One of my favorite stories is Steve. He was 630 pounds and suicidal. Whoa. And fell. And when he went to the hospital, he's like, I'm either going to get well or I'm going to kill myself. And he ended up getting my book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Body, and just did everything I asked him to do in the book. And over 2 years, he lost 400 pounds and
wow,
just radically changed his life. So you can start at a really dark place, and if you do the right things, you can begin to see the light.
Boy, no kidding. All right. Well, I know that you must feel like you're trapped here, because You can't just tell him, okay, you're out on your own. But to let him continue down this path without doing some of these things that Dr. Amen has said, I really believe it is so severe at 35. If you don't look at what in the world is at the center of this, what is his brain really doing here? I think you're making a huge mistake, and we don't want you to do that. So I hope that you guys will get the organ checked out, because it's just, he needs you to do for him what he can't do for himself. And there are a lot of things that we end up doing for somebody that they can do. But here's something that he'll never figure out. How do I go get this thing checked out? But you can't.
Well, and you know what? I'm going to make a bold statement here, but I'm hearing he has kind of an addictive quality, and then he's smoking marijuana to calm down again. So there's this hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. But at 35, y'all might have to find a treatment center that he might go into for
treatment.
60 or 90 days to kind of help him get a full reset, right? Because the incubator that he's in right now isn't helping, right? Everything he's got, food, he can get up and go to sleep, but he may need some major intervention. So stay on the line, and we can look to see what treatment centers are in your area and see if we can get you a help out in that area.
We must never enable evil in our home. And when you see all of these things that he's involved with, and you're paying the bills and all of that, surely something can be done. Let's go to Beth, Boston, Massachusetts, WEZE. Hi, Beth. Welcome to New Life. And Dr. Amen and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have been listening to you since 1999 when it was Minrith Maya.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I'm
well, how can we help today?
And thankful for Dr. Amen's. I have his book, Memory Rescue.
Great.
My problem is my husband, who is 71 years of age, and 4 years ago we discovered he had Asperger's, which I know there's no cure. He's highly stressed, has very poor nutrition, eats a lot, but the wrong foods, sleep apnea. He's finally on a machine, which I'm thankful for. He's a workaholic in the sense that he can't stop, which is good and bad. And, you know, he's very intelligent and has a good heart. But basically, I have a lot of stress on me.
You do. That was the first thing I was thinking about. If you've been married,
poor memory, which I am very concerned about.
So, what is the question most pressing for you?
Well, I know the memory, and you know, I know Asperger's has no cure. But nutrition and memory first.
So the memory for you or for your husband?
Well, I, of course, know he has a very poor memory. He's very forgetful.
Oh, okay. So for your husband. So the first thing to do, so even though autism or Asperger's has no cure, it can clearly be improved. Or it can be made worse. And so using the techniques in memory rescue, you want to put those habits in your life. So you always have to do it first. If you don't live the message, you are not a good messenger. So you got to do it first.
I totally
for you.
Agree.
That will help the chronic stress that you live with. And then encourage him to do the same thing. And if you're the one cooking or buying the food, that can help. I'd also make sure he's taking a multiple vitamin, fish oil, optimize his vitamin D level. All of those things will help him. And if you can walk together, that will actually help both of you. So I'd get him a Fitbit, because, you know, people with Asperger's are a little OCD. Not a little. They're often a lot OCD.
They
but if
like
you can
technology.
Get him OCD in the right thing.
It's a great idea.
Then you guys can do better together. So I would go through each of the Bright Minds risk factors. Which ones does he have? And then go, okay, let's do this. But, you know, whenever you're living with someone with a disability, it's just chronic stress for you. And so making sure you're doing the right things for yourself are absolutely critical.
Please do that first.
I always want to do the right thing, and that's what I'm like, and that's how I've always been. But to get him, you know, you can only do so much. And
you can only do what you can do, right? And so you have to accept that. But living the message often is what encourages other people to do it as well.
And you know what? Sometimes, as caretakers, we end up focusing in on the problem of the other person and taking instead of ourselves. And I hear fatigue in your voice. Mm-hmm. I would love you to do some self-care around you because you sound tired, Beth. And you need care, love, and creativity and fun as well.
Yeah, we don't want you tired. We want you to have some fun and be creative and enjoy this life. I'm going to send you this book. I think it's the beginning. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I love this book, Feeling Better Fast and Make It Last. And if you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, you can order this great book. And it really can be the beginning of a happier, more optimistic, more joyful, and here's the thing, resilient life. And I want to give you a word that I just think it's the word, if you have this, burnout is not in your future. It's the word capacity. A lot of times we're struggling so much in so many areas that we don't have capacity for a lot of things. And the more capacity we have, the more productive things, the more meaningful things, the better our connection can be. And this is going to help you, guaranteed, to build capacity into your life. And one of the things in there is the acronym BRAIN. And I love this. And you've got BRAIN, standing for brain, the R for rational mind, A, attachments, I, inspiration, N, nourishment. And then L, is part of XL, is love. It all ends and begins with love. And that's one of the things I love the most about it. You can order it 1-800 new life. Now let's go to Boise, Idaho. Marley listens on KBXL. We're glad she does. Hi, Marley. Welcome.
Hello. I've been a New Life Club member for quite a few years now, and I love your program. Thank you
so much. Well, thank you. God bless you.
I'm calling because my husband, age 65, had either a stroke or a TIA this August. Within an hour and a half of the incident, he was receiving the blood clotting drug, and it totally reversed his symptoms.
Oh, good.
What can he be doing now to prevent further episodes of strokes or TIAs, et cetera?
So important, because a TIA is a warning sign that he's more vulnerable. So getting his food right, decreasing all of the Bright Minds risk factors are just absolutely essential right now. So getting into a healthy weight, exercising but not over-exercising can be critical. Reducing any form of inflammation in his body. So getting rid of processed foods and sugar and foods that turn to sugar, helping his gut be healthy. All of the things I talk about in Feel Better Fast. And I think of a TIA as an emergency. And obviously, you know, they reversed it, and, you know, we're grateful for that. But it's just critical to stay on top of it because it's shown you a big warning sign.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the deadly sins that go along with strokes, like that would prompt that? You know, I always think about, you know, cigarette smoking or things like that.
So smoking, obesity, drinking, not exercising, those are some of the big ones. But, you know, something that people never think about are just inflammation in your body because your gut is not healthy because you're putting too much trash in it. And people go, but, oh, I thought alcohol was a health food. You know, my wife is a nurse, and why do nurses put alcohol on your skin before they give you a shot? Because it kills the bugs. Well, how many bugs do you have in your gut? 100 trillion that make neurotransmitters, that digest your food, that detoxify your body. And if you're drinking a lot, you're damaging the microbiome, all those bugs in your gut, that then increase inflammation and increase leakiness of the blood-brain barrier, which is a really bad thing, and increases your chance of stroke.
Yeah, thank you.
Any form of heart disease, so heart attack, heart arrhythmia, high blood pressure, one of the most common causes of stroke. So managing, knowing your important health numbers. Peter Drucker said this. He's a very famous business consultant. He said, you can't change what you don't measure. And so measuring your important numbers all the time, what's your BMI or your body mass index, what's your fasting blood sugar. It's just, you know, in the book I talk about, look, these are the important numbers, and you should know them every year and just make sure you're on top of them.
All right. Really glad that you called. I'll send this book to you. I think that's going to help in a lot of different ways. You know, the Bible is so clear. It says in Romans 8:6, let the Spirit control your mind, and when it does, it leads to a life of peace. And, you know, here's the deal. If the Spirit isn't controlling your mind, it could be because there's something wrong with the brain, and trying harder versus trying different, trying better could be the answer. And you can shame yourself to death because you're not having this Spirit-controlled life when maybe the answer is right here. So I'm going to encourage you, feel better fast, make it last. If it's so difficult, just to do the right thing. Let's go to Jill, Chicago, Illinois, listening on the internet. Hi there. Jill, are you there? Well, Jill.
Did you say Jill or Bill?
Jill,
hello?
Are you? Hi. Uh-oh, here comes the music.
Hi.
You hold on,
sorry,
and we will go right to
you. I hear you guys.
Okay, well, hold on, and we'll go to this commercial, or this break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk with you. You're listening to New Life Live, and we have a really wonderful thank you. A thank you in the form of a recording that Dr. Dave Stoop and I did about a new life in this new year. And it's all about four steps that'll help you build and create, build on each other, create the kind of change that you want, the change that will last. You know, there's something about being willing. Nothing replaces willingness in your life. You have to have it if you're going to change. And we talk about that. So please order it, or just a gift of any amount. I'll say thank you by sending it to you. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. You know, in Proverbs 12:8, it says that a warped mind is a despised mind, and we're trying to straighten out some minds here, get that warp out of there with Dr. Amen. And Dr. Amen, let's talk here with Jill from Chicago, and then I'd like to hear from you how we could do really sweet things for our brain on Valentine's Day. Jill, how could we help you today? Thanks for calling us.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. Okay, so I have three sons. They're in their early 30s, and they all have ADHD. Well, I definitely know that my oldest two do because I have them. I had them tested when they were in elementary school.
Okay.
And but nevertheless, to medicate that, they've chosen marijuana, which made things much worse. And I've been doing everything trying to persuade them that it's affecting their brain negatively. You know, I even have your book on healing ADD. I read that to try to, you know, arm myself, you know, or strengthen myself in a different way to help them, but still nothing has helped. So I'd like to know if you have any good ideas for me that I can perhaps take away and try to help them.
So I also have a video called Which Brain Do You Want? That you can get on our website. It's we spent a weekend scanning five young adults, three of them drug addicts, two of them not, and then looking at their brains and talking about brain health. And those three addicts never used substances again. It was actually pretty compelling. So really understanding, having them understand why they should care about their brain and then what helps it and what hurts it, that's your best shot. at making a difference. And obviously you live the message, protect your relationship with them, so it's not all about do this or do that, because that just turns them off.
Right.
And that can make a big difference. And you're in Chicago. I have a clinic in Chicago, up north of the city in Bannockburn. It might be really great to get a look at their brain so that they can, you know, develop a relationship with the organ that runs their life. I know it sounds sort of stupid, but, you know, if you don't love your brain, it's not going to love you back. In fact, it will hurt you.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is I think about another resource you have, which I have it in my office. It sits right next to my chair. It's your brain atlas. And there's pictures in there of a brain that's healthy and what it looks like. And then you've got three pages which show brains under the influence of marijuana. Now, when I'm sitting with somebody and I just want them to see what it does, and you even put on there, this person was using 2 to 3 times a week and they're 35, this person was using 5 times a week. But it is a wake-up call to some people when they actually go, oh, I didn't realize that's what was happening to my brain, because the pictures help.
Well, and so many, you know, my friends and colleagues who've been smoking for 20 years, 30 years, one guy 40 years, when I scan them, their brains just look awful. I mean, it prematurely ages them, and the pictures matter. And then I also have a brand new study out. So if you Google it, you can find it on the internet on aging and how marijuana prematurely ages the brain. Worse than everything we looked at except for schizophrenia, which was worse. But it was worse than alcohol, worse than smoking, worse than ADHD, worse than bipolar disorder.
Okay.
So I would... You know, I would lovingly give them the information.
We're going to send you the book. And here's a little thing that I find awfully helpful in life. Never take anything that makes you feel better about having something you could do something about. They're smoking marijuana. Of course, they don't care whatever their brain. They need to stop that, so that they experience the difficulty that they're having and do something about it. I got to tell you, having attention deficit disorder can be one of the greatest gifts ever if you learn how to manage it. They're not going to learn how to manage it on marijuana. It doesn't matter chemically, clinically, whatever. In their case, they need their brains working for them, not turned off by cannabis. So I hope and pray you can get through to them. I'll send you the book. I hope that that is going to help. Now, let's go and talk with, how about Dawn? Harrisonburg, Virginia is where she listens to the podcast. Hi there. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help you?
I have actually been recently diagnosed with ADD and attentive myself. And I just had... it's been within the past 18 months. And I had an appointment with my doctor, and he was like, do we need to increase the medication or not? And I am not sure if my symptoms are just the fact that my family has been under a lot of stress. 2018 was kind of a fiery furnace year for us. And how would be the best way to go about determining whether it would be stress or if it needs to be adjusted?
Don, how old are you?
I am 35, almost 36.
Okay, so if you have ADD, you've had it your whole life. And so ADD is not a disorder of the moment. Stress is a disorder of the moment, or anxiety can be a disorder of the moment. But if you've had ADD, short attention span, distractibility, restlessness, impulse control, procrastination, disorganization, if those have sort of been hallmarks of your life over a long period of time, that's the difference between, oh, this is a stressful year versus I have ADD. Now, people who have ADD have more stressful years. That's certainly true. So if the symptoms of ADD have been part of your life for most of your life, then how you figure out the right dose is, and too many people make the mistake of they want to take the least amount of medication possible. And I say having ADD is like people who need glasses. Some people need a little bit of a thin lens. Some people need a thick lens, yeah, like the bottom of a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
And it's just different depending on who you are. It has nothing to do with age or weight. And so, you know, I start a little bit and raise it and then raise it until I get the best effect or I get side effects. I won't go over certain dosages, but don't make the mistake of trying to get away with the smallest dose possible, because that's not rational. If you're going to decide to take medicine, you want to know, well, what's the best dose for me, or what's the best dose for my child? And then that can make just a radical positive difference. So the difference between was it a hard year and do I really have ADD is what's the story of your life.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, I am definitely sure that I have the ADD. So going on the medication, the dose that I am on has made quite a difference. So I guess the question is whether I need to consider more or whether we just wait and see what happens.
I wouldn't wait to see what happens. What I would do if you were my patient is I would try the dose, and then I would raise it until I got the best effect or I got side effects. And the good thing about stimulants, what medicine do you take?
Adderall.
Okay, so the good thing about Adderall is it works like the next day. And so, you know, I'll start a little bit for a couple of days, and then I'll raise it for a couple of days, and then I'll raise it again. And, you know, I'm looking for the best effect or side effects, mm-hmm, for you. Sort of like with glasses, when you go get glasses, you know, they don't wait a long time between different prescriptions. They do it all in one day. Can't do that with Adderall. But you can, you know, one dose for a couple of days and then another dose and then another dose, and you go, well, you know, where do I get the best focus and impulse control?
I'll tell you, it worked for me in one day. I always would get the New York Times, and I could go through the entire New York Times in 30 minutes. And the first time I ever came to a Sunday, sat down with the New York Times, I got up 4.5 hours later. I had no concept that I had just been focusing, not skimming, for the first time ever. It was just such a it was one of those things you go, what was that? All right, let me give you a verse, everybody. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 21:29, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Three different things. Now, how can you love the Lord with all your mind if your mind, which is in the brain, isn't working properly? Why don't we fix the organ that leads us to a clear mind? Malachi 2:2 says, listen to me and make your minds to honor my name. Is your mind honoring God's name, or is it broken, or as we said before, is it warped? We want to help you with the organ of the mind, the brain. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help you. You can get this book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. We'll be back.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow in Orange County. Maybe there's a place still available for the marriage intensive that starts tomorrow. Why don't you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? Maybe there was a cancellation. Could be a scholarship for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Dr. Amen, give us five things, or four really good ones, that we could do to Valentine's Day our brain, so to speak.
So if you want to love your brain so that it will actually love you back, the first thing to do is, these will all be little tiny habits. It's the smallest thing I can do today that'll make the biggest difference.
Okay.
And so the first one is, before you go to do anything, say anything, eat anything, just ask yourself this question. It takes 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Is this good for my brain or bad for it? And you just have to know the list. And, you know, an act of love is doing the right thing. You also want to spend 5 minutes a day learning something new. So it could be a language app. It could be learning a musical instrument. It could be learning a new dance step. But new learning helps to keep the brain young. I have all of my patients, even if they're vegan, take omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil, because fish oil has all the fish proteins actually taken out of it, because it decreases inflammation. It's just so important. And then for your mind, whenever you feel sad or mad or nervous or out of control, write down what you're thinking. And just ask yourself if it's true. Just the fact that you can question your own thoughts make a radical difference. And if you want to have a better memory tomorrow, go to bed and get 8 hours of sleep tonight. Make sleep a priority, because when you sleep, your brain cleans or washes itself and it gets it ready for the next day. People who get less than 7 hours of sleep at night have lower overall blood flow to their brain, which means more bad decisions.
Well, there is this amazing organ that God created, and we need to be good stewards of it. And those were great ideas.
I love it. I love it.
To do something to send your brain a Valentine on Valentine's Day.
Well, and this is the thought I had, Steve, in light of that, with you saying that. So you know what I'm going to do today? I promise both of you, I'm going to the store, and I'm going to go to the Valentine section, and I'm going to read some cards and find one that fits my brain. Right?
Because
it's building a relationship, right? So if I find a card that says, I've been looking for you all my life, I'm so glad you're with me, I can't imagine the world without you, right? Isn't that a different way of seeing our brain? So I'm going to do that and post it. But it's just...
No, it'd be great.
It's a different way of seeing our brain.
Well, dear medulla oblongata, I sure did not forget you on this, you know, something like that. Final caller.
But I love you on the spot, huh?
Yeah. Debbie... Debbie, how you doing? Final caller. Don't have a lot of time, okay. But I did want to get to your call. Hi.
Hello?
Yes. How can we help today?
Yeah, I had a brain tumor when I was 14 years old, and I'm 62 now, but I have problems with hoarding and things. And see, I'm legally blind from the brain tumor, the damage it did to my optic nerve, and then I'm real light sensitive, and I have some frontal lobe seizures from it. So I think, you know, there's a lot of combinations there, but I was wanting to get some kind of advice on what I could do to stop the hoarding and for my light sensitivity, because computers can cause me to have seizures if I'm on them too long.
What do you think, Dr. Amen?
So be important to check out the Irlen syndrome, that sometimes people who are light sensitive and who've had trauma, you had trauma when you had the tumor, when you had the tumor and when you had it taken out of. So I want you to check out Irlen.com, because maybe wearing colored filtered lenses will make a huge positive difference. And then, I mean, just think of the tumor as trauma. Your brain has been hurt. We want to put it in a healing environment. And anyone who's had sugar, for my patients, I tell them, you need to kill the sugar, and the foods that turn to sugar, bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, sugar, because sugar actually increases seizure frequency. And so I think listening to Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, or Memory Rescue, to put your brain in a healing environment, it can be the best it can be, because you're only 62 and you want to keep it sharp for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. Really glad that you called.
Since you were talking about listening, I do better listening than reading a book. I mean, do you have your books in audio form?
All of my books are on audio.
Yeah. And what a great thing to have them, and wherever you can get the audio, on Amazon or
Audible.
Yeah, you can listen Audible while you drive.
And it really makes such a difference to penetrate your mind with these good thoughts, great thoughts. So, Debbie, I'll send you this book. You can give it to a friend, and then you can get it on audio. Glad that you called. Well, we are just about out of time, and I'll just say this. One final verse that I think relates to the brain, 1 Peter 1:13, says to prepare your minds for action. Isn't that really what it's all about? We want a brain that is bright and productive and can do the things we need it to do. And any time we take care of this amazing creation called the brain, we are honoring God in what we do. Now, a lot of things we talk about here. I don't know that we ever talk about anything more important than the brain. And here is this wonderful book, and you can order it, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com, Feel Better Fast, and Make It Last. I got to tell you, I was around these people that had done this program based on this book, and they were talking about the results that they got. It was simple. They did it in their home, and they got the results. I've experienced the results. Sherry's seen so many people. It's all about results. If we don't get better, I don't want any part of it. You can get better. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you about the workshops that we have, and the most dramatic change occurs in couples in the shortest length of time by what we're going to do tomorrow, February 15th, right there in Orange County, when we bring couples together. A lot of folks, they're done if we don't help them. Others, they just want the best marriage ever, and they walk away 95% say, this was the best thing we've ever done for our marriage. So you call us. Maybe we can get you in. We'd love to do that. Every Man's Battle is every month, and we'd love to see you get that taken care of. My thanks to Dr. Sherry Keffer. Sherry, thanks for being with us. As
you
always,
bet.
You're the one that introduced us to Dr. Amen, and he has helped so many people, including me. Dr. Amen, thank you for being here, for being willing to be with our folks. They so appreciate you.
Always my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And any of you, if you are struggling, I know when you're struggling, your little cell phone, all of a sudden it weighs 3,000 pounds, hard to lift, but picking it up and doing something for yourself can be the beginning of a whole new life. So many of us are waiting for God to do what God is waiting for us to do. I think he might be up there saying, or wherever, pick up the phone, call these people, because we're here to help. And a lot of folks have supported us to be here to help. Maybe you want to support us too, so more people can get well. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. My thanks to all of you who watch, listen, pray, and support us. God bless you. Have a great Valentine's Day. Remember, God is love. Tap into that love today.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.